This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, we continue our new series from the book of Ecclesiastes this week. We're in chapter 2. Where Solomon, the author, says that he denied himself nothing that his eyes desired. He refused no pleasure that his heart desired. His heart took delight in all his work and all that his labor produced. And he said, I surveyed everything I'd done and I realized it was all meaningless. And then Solomon, in the passage we study in Ecclesiastes 2, says, I hated life. Can you believe that? I hated life because all the work that is done under the sun was grievous to me. It was all meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Let's continue this message we began yesterday from Ecclesiastes 2. Think for a moment, how is it that you get everything that your heart ever wanted in life? You deny yourself nothing. Anything your eyes see that you wanted, and you gratify every desire. And he said, not only was everything meaningless, I hated life. Listen carefully. There are people who have a lot less in life who hate life. And people who have a lot less in life and find that life is meaningless because anything minus the Lord is meaningless. Anything in my life, minus the Lord God Almighty is nothing. It's meaningless. What does it mean when Solomon says that he had everything in terms of work, everything in terms of personal pleasure? His choice of alcohol, wine, I cheered myself with wine, and nothing delivered. He'd focused his life so much on getting what he wanted that everything disappointed. And here's an interesting observation. The more he got, the more he obtained, the more pleasure he had, the drunker he got, the more he experienced pleasure, the more desperate he became. Is that interesting to you? It is to me. The more that he took, the more that he had, the more he experienced, the more desperate he became in his realization that anything minus the Lord equals nothing. Some of you know who Warren Wiersbe is, author and Bible teacher. He used to teach years ago in Covington, Kentucky, at a Baptist church in Covington. He says, if you live for pleasure alone, enjoyment will decrease unless the intensity of that pleasure increases. Then you reach a point of diminishing returns, where there is little or no enjoyment at all, only bondage. For example, the more that people drink, the less enjoyment they get out of the drinking. This means they must have more drinks, stronger drinks, in order to have pleasure. The sad result is that they have desire without satisfaction. Instead of alcohol, substitute drugs, gambling, sex, money, fame, or any other pursuit, and the principle will hold true. When pleasure alone is the center of your life, the result will ultimately be disappointment and emptiness. Would you listen to that again? When pleasure alone is the center of your life, the result will be ultimately disappointment and emptiness. Warren Wiersbe is absolutely right. Here's a man who denied himself nothing, achieved all of his goals, achieved all of his dreams, only to find out he hates life. How do you get there? By focusing on the wrong thing. I'm going to share with you a principle today that the key to loving life and not hating life is loving the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. For this reason, the more that you love the Lord, the more you will love life. The less you love the Lord, the less you will love life. And most people don't get that. The more you love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, the more you will enjoy life.
Well, I honestly and truly believe that principle is true. The more you love the Lord, the more you're going to love your life and the things that make up your life. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you and thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.